And welcome into the gym class here in KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM. That is the South Gym in Iowa City. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, again here today. And you out there, we are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They are locally owned and operated. Great place to stop on by for lunch, after work, hang out with your friends, hang out with your family, coworkers, what have you. Great place to do it. When you're at third base, you're practically home. And tell them Scott, Mark, Kyle, everybody at KGYM sent you. And we encourage you to stop on by. They've got great food and cold beverages over there at Third Base Brewery. A lot to get to in the show. We'll take a look back at last night's game between Virginia and Texas Tech. Get your thoughts on that as well. Iowa football, a couple more assistant coaches meeting the media today. We'll talk about that. We'll get a report from our own Kyle Mann, who was down there in Iowa City today. And then we will talk with Joe Sheehan about the first week plus in the world of Major League Baseball. And I will ask him why in the world the White Sox have Irvin Santana on their roster. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. There's a reason the Twins don't, Scott.
I know. I've been told that by three people now. You're the third. I appreciate that.
What's happening with Irvin today?
He went 3 2/3 and gave up 7 big earned runs today. Walked 3, though. So a well-rounded performance. Tampa leading the White Sox. Tampa's really good.
Playing well, too.
And so is the schedule has not helped the White Sox with Cleveland, Seattle, and Tampa Bay back-to-back-to-back. And Seattle's still mashing the ball right now. I don't know if their pitching's going to hold up, but they can hit the ball. And Kansas City now finding out about that. We have our first final. Cleveland has beaten the Tigers at by a score of 8-2. Indians now, despite all the injuries, 6-3 on the season. Toronto leading in the bottom of the sixth inning over Boston, 5-3. The aforementioned White Sox trailing Tampa Bay 7-2 in that one in the top of the sixth inning up on the south side of Chicago.
Yeah, plenty of action tonight as well. The Twins are at the New York Mets and will face Jacob deGrom. Tough task there after the Twins played 3 in Philadelphia. We'll have that game joined in progress here on KGYM 107.5 FM at 7.
That is correct. That is correct. We will have that game for you coming up, as you mentioned. And looking forward to Jacob deGrom. Don't get a chance to see him a whole lot. So, and maybe the best pitcher in baseball right now. I would think maybe we'll ask Joe Sheehan that. Yeah. Is he the best pitcher in baseball right now? We'll talk about that with Joe coming up in just a little bit. Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line is available to you out there at 319-366-1600. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. Of course, it's the we'll get to it, but it's the day after the national championship game, and you've got all the bracketology, way too early top 25s, you name it. It's all coming out today, doing absolutely nothing but getting everyone's hopes really high for the 2019-2020 season. And, yeah.
Here's how silly it is, Scott, and you know this. This time last year, Texas Tech was projected to be a number 10 seed in the NCAA tournament. And all it did was reach the national championship game and nearly win it.
Yeah, that tells you
everything. That's what that bracketology will do for you right now.
Yeah.
Highly of both Iowa and Iowa State, I understand Iowa. I'm not sure about Iowa State.
Iowa is a 3, according to Joe Lenardi right now. And again, you can't even take this with a grain of salt. This is for exhibition purposes only. A 3. Based on what Iowa has, even if Tyler Cook leaves, sure, you can see that. Iowa State is a 4 right now, according to Joe Lenardi. I think that's a little bit brave to put up. I mean, that's top 16 in the country for a team that loses 5 really good players, mm-hmm. potentially. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we'll see how it all plays out. But what a game last night. And if you like to comment, you can, 319-366-1600. You heard it here from Westwood One with Kevin Kugler and Clark Kellogg and John Thompson on the call. As The team of destiny, destiny's darlings, the Cardiac Cavaliers, whatever you want to call them, for the third time plucked victory out of the jaws of defeat and get the national championship, their first one in school history.
Quite a story after last year's embarrassment, Virginia number one seed losing to 16 seed Maryland Baltimore County, the only time that's ever happened in NCAA tournament history. And a year ago, folks weren't really happy with Tony Bennett, but they're thrilled with him now, he being the head coach of the Cavaliers. It was a lot of folks thought going to be a low-scoring game, and it wasn't, even though it went to overtime. That expanded the point total. But
first half was. Second half, especially Virginia, shot it really well.
Yeah. DeAndre Hunter was really good. Kyle Guy doing Kyle Guy things, and Ty Jerome was really good as well. But points in that game, you could have seen it going both ways, and I know it cost me winning a bracket in the CBS2 KGYM Bracket Challenge. Congratulations to Grant Becker of CBS2. He overtook me last night. He had the wisdom of taking Virginia to win it all. And as I've seen, Joshua Schubert of Coralville won the CBS2 Bracket Challenge and won a TV and a gift card. And congratulations to him.
Yeah, congratulations. We'll get the name. We'll see if we can track down, have Kyle track down the name of our winner for the KGYM Bracket Challenge. And a $500 winner. That, of course, presented by Imon Communications. And the game last night, I was looking forward to it just because I thought it was going to be a great game. And I thought it was going to be a more defensive battle. It really was in the first half, but then both teams made great adjustments in the second half. Extra pass because of that run and jump defense and the switching rotation. They do it very, very well, both Tech and Virginia. Virginia just hit some big shots down the stretch to come away with the victory. You take a look at it, what Virginia did. Three times, Purdue, the tip back, the back tap into the backcourt, and the shot to tie it, they win it in overtime. Or they wouldn't have been there last night. The foul on Guy in the corner, three free throws with 0.6 seconds remaining to get them to the championship game. And then Hunter hits a huge three from the corner. They turn down a two. Smart thing to do, I think, at that time, and get the open three. A little bit over rotation that time by Texas Tech. And a late closeout. Hunter had a wide open three, and he did what NBA draft picks should do.
Mm-hmm.
He's expected to go into the draft to declare any day now. And he knocked it down. And that got him to overtime. And then Virginia just, they owned the overtime.
Yeah, they over, the two teams over delivered, did they not?
I think so. I think it was a fantastic, one of the best. Even if it didn't go into overtime, it was still, in my opinion, one of the best championship games that was played. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Did you have big expectations coming in? Were you pleasantly surprised? What was your reaction to the game last night? Again, 319-366-1600.
0056 on the Hertine Stocker Jeweler text line. Enjoyed the game and was glad to see Virginia have the redemption story.
Right. And you got to feel good for Bennett. And
nice to see his dad in the stands as well. Poor, Dick Bennett.
Poor dad. Tony Bennett's dad was just going crazy.
Apparently, early in the tournament, he couldn't go to the games because he was so nervous.
Didn't go to the semifinal.
Yeah.
He stayed in the hotel. And you just saw him out there, and you were just going, oh, my gosh, please don't have a heart attack, Mr. Bennett. That was the – you know, Bennett the Younger has done a great job of lifting this Virginia program. A once proud Virginia program under Terry Holland and people like that.
Ralph Sampson
was there way back in the day. Looked across, Tony Bennett was at Linn Mar for many games. several years ago. He was in on Marcus Paige to till the end, till Marcus broke his heart and said he's going to wear Carolina blue.
Mm-hmm.
And saw Tony Bennett over at the Linmar gym many, many times over there. And to see what he did, class guy, good guy, and felt good for him, felt lousy for Chris Beard. And then every time I saw a jump shooter get jostled on the shot, I said, yep, not calling that one. Mm. Not calling that one. Not calling that one. Anyway, I wasn't against Virginia. I just still don't understand how you let everything go and then call that one. That was my point. Hi, Kyle.
Good evening. Not evening yet.
It's
good
not
afternoon.
Evening yet.
Good afternoon.
All right.
I've got an update on our bracket challenge.
Hit it.
We let this go all day, and we didn't realize that we have drama.
Drama?
We have a tie at 94.4% between the users Mr. Cheeks and On Off.
Uh-huh. Well,
I don't know what we'll do about it.
Did they have to pick the total points?
They had to pick the total points, I believe, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'll have to go back in and look. I just wanted to say Mr. Cheeks, really.
Did you? And you did it twice, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
Related to Mr. Shucks?
Possibly.
Like a brother or something like that?
I'll be back in to check in with you guys with availability. Or from Iowa's availability.
Yes, we want to find out everything that was said in Iowa City all today.
Right. I'll let you guys finish up the basketball talk.
Thank you, appreciate it. So we'll get to the bottom of the bracket challenge coming up here in just a couple of moments. That's why they have a tiebreaker. 319-366-1600. But the end of a great tournament. It was. You didn't have that half court buzzer beater in this tournament,
right.
But you had overtime games, two or three overtime games. You had most every game after the first round go down to the wire. You didn't have any blowouts, really.
Yeah, tad's a controversy.
Yeah, but that's you're going to have that each year, and that's fine. Controversy makes the world go round. Too much replay. If I see any more Gene Steratore talking about balls deflecting off
him.
Of fingers and things like that.
You know,
I did too.
A friend of mine and I talked about that very play today, and we were both, without slow motion and replay, I mean, especially slow motion, because it took slow motion for the officials to see it went off the fingertips, barely. I mean, wow.
And how many times does that happen during just regular play, the first 38 minutes?
Yeah.
And Gene Steratore put it very well. He said, when you slow everything down like this, you can see a lot more things. And there are, I guarantee you, many, many more times that the official makes what you would think to be the correct call from behind. Ball slapped away, goes out of bounds. Yeah, you keep it with the offense. How many times does it hit the finger of that dribbler?
Is that good for the game?
I don't know.
Apparently got the call right.
I think they got the call right, but again, the other 38 minutes, it's different. But
we don't have an update sounder or
anything
like that.
We don't want college basketball to take 3 hours and 20 minutes. It's not a baseball game, for heaven's sake. Kyle's back.
So the tiebreaker here did go to Mr. Cheeks. He had a total points, 128. But I actually have a question for you guys regarding the review. That last one, late in the game, DeAndre Hunter hits it out of bounds, but as you guys were just touching on, they made what was, you know, what we know to be the quote-unquote right call because the ball did graze off the back of his pinky or whatever. But my question to you guys is, I saw a discussion on Twitter, was that have we gotten past the spirit of review? Because
yes.
I basically saw it put like this. The ball did go off that dude's pinky, the back of his hand, just barely. That did happen. But that ball flew out of bounds because DeAndre Hunter hit it out of bounds. And we all know that. And so I'm just...
You're saying the finger got in the way.
The finger did touch it, but that ball was out of bounds by DeAndre Hunter.
99 times out of 100 during the regular season, that would be... It would still be Texas Tech's ball.
Do you think there's a way to get out of the hole we're in now, where we're going to
Nope.
Is it possible to have discretion in those moments?
It's going to get worse. Wait till balls and strikes get... then we're going to have a 87-21
on the text line. The difference today is HD. You see things so much better in the past, you wouldn't even see his pinky.
True.
Yeah.
That kind of makes my stomach feel weird because they made the right call, but it was just that ball was out on Virginia, and we all know it.
Badger Mike, hard to like that replay overturn when they missed the foul on Guy on Moretti.
They kind of let him play a little bit in terms of physicality. I kind of appreciated that. That was the kind of game it was going to be, and they kind of let it be that.
Are we to believe everything that is on the text line? Fresh from Marion.
It's dangerous.
Claims Mr. Cheeks is Ryan from Walford.
No. Well, I'll have to reach out to Mr. Ryan from Walford.
Ah, breaking news here.
Wow.
Well, Ryan listens to the show. Reach out to us.
That's for Mr. Cheeks, by the way. Five.
There you go. Five. 319-366-1600. Remember the days where replay and it was first introduced in the National Football League? And everyone thought it was going to be the saving grace of all sports. And now we keep going down rabbit hole after rabbit hole. Another one last night. Baseball is just starting to get into it. Baseball, I fear the worst because I think that's going to be the worst as far as replay is concerned. And it's going to get more and more into it.
I think it's made the officials come under more scrutiny than they ever have in the past.
Very true.
Maybe replay has righted some wrongs, and most certainly has, but I think it's actually made the officials' job more difficult than easier.
I would agree. I would agree with that. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600. Too much replay, not enough replay out there.
That game didn't come down to officiating.
No, no. And I agree with Kyle. I thought they did a good job of... The bigger the game, the less whistles. And that's fine. I'm okay with it, which, again, begs back to my point. You let everything go, and then you call that little thingy in the corner in the semifinal, which I'm still amazed at, and I will be amazed at for a long, long time. Nothing against Virginia. I was not rooting for Auburn against Virginia. I had no dog in the fight in that one. But that's just the way it ended up.
Badger Mike claiming the game fundamentally changed in replay last night, and I suppose it often does. And 87-21 just wants to go back to the human factor.
Until the team you root for gets something taken away because a call was missed out there. It comes down to this. Referees, 98% of the time, get it right and do a tremendous job, and we need more of them.
Same way with baseball umpires and football officials.
Absolutely. They get it right most of the time. Most of the time, they are spot on. 321 here on the Tuesday edition of the show. Joe Sheehan from the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter, also writes for Baseball America and SI. He's going to join us coming up here in just a little bit. Before we put basketball to bed here, Joe Lunardi, we mentioned his bracketology way too early. The other thing to talk about here today is top 25s. Way too early. Top 25s for next year. And USA Today came out with their top 25. Way too early top 25 as far as the year is concerned. And you've got, at the top, Michigan State, based on what the Spartans have coming back. Now, that was if Cassius Winston elects to come back, which I think he should. Shouldn't he? He's not talked about as a big-time NBA prospect. So you got to think that might be the case. We'll see, though. Michigan State, number one. Michigan, three. And I'm trying to find the Twitter here, and of course I can't find it.
I'll let you look for that. A couple more texts on replay. 8205, replay is essential as long as the television broadcast is going to replay every close call 15 times. Refs have to be able to reverse calls if the audience is able to see something that they can't. 6657, when you consider replay, does it get more things correct than it may get things wrong? On the whole, this is what you have to consider. Are we gaining value from it?
True. I would agree with that.
Ryan from Walford.
Are you Mr. Cheeks?
Is weighing in. Somehow I won the bracket. I'm at a conference for work in Atlanta. Well, way to go, Mr. Cheeks.
you know you're not Ryan in Walford anymore.
And he confirms he is Mr. Cheeks.
Well, Ryan, fantastic job. And he, for one, is very happy that Kyle Guy got fouled in the corner, allegedly, in the semifinal. That's awesome. Congratulations to Ryan. And we look forward to having you in and having you pick up your prize.
Couple more comments on the text line. Andy at 2133. Officials generally make fewer mistakes than players, coaches, or managers. 8721.
And fans.
30-second review. Players get stale standing around.
Well, they get a free timeout as well. You end up with 8 timeouts a game,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's also something that has to be revisited in the college game. And also, for 1 year, they got rid of the, okay, you call a timeout with 4 minutes and 3 seconds or 8 minutes and 6 seconds remaining, and then you play 5 seconds and you get another timeout.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be revisited again because they got rid of that the first time because coaches were taking advantage of it. They said they wouldn't do it. Well, they're doing it again. I found your way too early top 25 from USA Today. Michigan State is number one. Kentucky, PJ's going to the NBA. He said that today. So they are number two. Michigan at number three. But I'll say this, Jordan Poole today, Charles Matthews, along with the freshmen, all put in their name to test the waters for the NBA. Do not know if they are going to stay in there, but that is the case. Virginia at number four, I think that's a little high.
You haven't mentioned Duke yet.
Duke 5.
Okay.
Trey Jones is coming back, the freshman point guard. Villanova 6, despite losing Phil Booth and Eric Paschal, I think that's a little bit optimistic. Gonzaga 7. Hashimura is going to go, but Kispert and Tilly are expected to be back. Marquette at 8, but that's based on if Marcus Howard comes back for the Golden Eagles. Kansas at 9. They'll be more improved from last year. Tennessee at 10. Tennessee's coach staying. Number 11, Cincinnati's coach not staying. Mick Cronin is going to be the UCLA coach, taking over from Steve Alford. So he will be off to Westwood. Oregon 12, Washington 13. I think that's a little bit bizarre. Maryland 14. Maryland's going to have a good team, despite the fact Bruno Fernando probably not going to be back. Ohio State 15, Iowa 16 in the way too early top 25. Baylor, Louisville, Seton Hall, North Carolina, that's through 20. Creighton 21, Texas Tech 22. Interesting, but a lot of seniors on that Texas Tech team, but they've got a good incoming group coming in. Minnesota 23, the Fighting Charles Barkley's at 24, and Arizona at 25. So that's your way too early top 25.
We got a name change on the Hertzian Stocker Driller text line. It's now Mr. Cheeks, parentheses, Ryan and Walford.
Aha, very good, very good. He's only, are you going to, it's going to be hard.
What did we call him?
I think Mr. Cheeks is awesome, but there's probably a really sordid story behind that, and I'm not sure that we need to tell.
Thank you very much.
327 here on the program. And Joe Sheehan set to join us. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball with Joe coming up in just a little bit. WNBA draft is tomorrow. And Megan Gustafson has been invited to be one of the people that will be there hearing her name called. Another honor for her, so she will know her future, at least as far as playing in the United States is concerned. The reason I say that is there are several women's basketball players that play year-round. They play overseas, and then they come back and play in the WNBA. So I'm not sure if that's going to be Megan's choice, but at least she's going to be present for the WNBA draft coming up tomorrow. So that's good. Good for her.
Looking at ESPN right now, and Megan Gustafson is projected to be the last pick in the first round, the last meaning the 12th pick, going to Seattle.
That's the latest WNBA mock draft.
The number one overall pick right now, according to ESPN, is Jackie Young, the guard from Notre Dame.
Not the the Oregon player.
No.
Okay. Very good. Well, first round in anything is very good. And if Megan can do that, best of luck to her. 329, we'll get Kyle's update on what happened in Iowa City today in a little bit. But we're going to take a break, come back. Joe Sheehan is going to join us. We'll talk some Major League Baseball on this Tuesday with Joe. So stay with us. More to come. It is a gym class coming your way on a Tuesday here on 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, presented by Third Base Brewery.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Are you remodeling your home? Do your window sashes show signs of rot, or do you feel drafts through closed windows? Replace those old windows with the all-new Alexander Lumber window line. All the windows in this line come standard with premium features, including a flex screen, lifetime warranties, and much more, in an array of colors and finishes. Learn more about this new, affordable, high-quality, stylish line of windows at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and at Alexander Lumber, just 2 miles down the road at 2802 Independence Drive.
Is there any more satisfying feeling than letting an elevator door close on somebody? I did it at the hotel earlier. I got such a warm rush through my body. It felt like the inside of my body hugged the outside of my body, you know? And then you see it close and you're like... Sometimes a second later it opens and you're like, fuck!
From his Netflix specials, it's Tom Segura, The Take It Down Tour. Saturday, July 27th, Paramount Theater, Cedar Rapids. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at ParamountTheaterCR.com.
20 professionals speaking 9 different languages, serving over 7,000 clients worldwide. That's Community CPA, a global firm located in Coralville and Des Moines. As trusted advisors in tax and accounting, they make even the most foreign and complicated tax matters simple. Trust them with your personal and corporate extension tax filings. They provide tax returns that are audit-proofed with their value-added data match service. Call Community CPA in Coralville now, 319-208-3712, to improve the quality of your tax preparation. Community CPA.
Playoffs begin this Saturday, and both the Rockets and Thunder are preparing for a postseason run.
Tonight, starting at 8 o'clock on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Oh, we got things developing here. 3:32.
Kyle is efforting.
Might be efforting here in just a moment or two. Maybe before 4 o'clock, we will hear from Mr. Cheeks himself. We'll see how that plays out, because there is a wrinkle. And I don't want to give out the wrinkle as of yet, because we want to make sure that we just kind of. You always need two sources, they say, right, Mark? Before you go with a story. So we've got one source. We may need another source.
All right.
And then we'll track that down. tracking down Major League Baseball for us here today, Joe Sheehan. You can follow him on Twitter at @Joe_Sheehan with the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter, Baseball America, and Sports Illustrated as well, who joins us. And Joe, you got, we got 10 days under our belts, almost 2 weeks of the baseball season, and I guess so far so good for the most part anyway. How you doing?
You know, other than the injuries, it's really been frustrating. You know, Severino had a setback. Mike Clevenger's out for 2 months. Hyunjin Ryu. And that's always the most frustrating thing, right? You want to see the best players on the field playing. Lindor hasn't played yet. Trey Turner got hurt. But I think we've got some great storylines, some surprises early on. So certainly some fan bases panicking as well.
Panicking is the right word for maybe Chris Davis. You were a lot younger the last time he got his last hit, Joe.
I was. It's been close to the middle of last September, and it's rough. When you're a high strikeout hitter, of course, you're more prone to stretches like this. Can't get a hit if you don't put the ball in play. And, he squared up some balls this year, too. He hit a line drive the other night, 105 miles an hour off the bat, just found a glove. It's getting a little bit hard to watch. I was watching last night. The A's were down 12-4 in the eighth, and I found myself thinking, just throw him some 85-mile-an-hour cookies down the middle. let's get this over with. But, Fernando Rodney got him to chase some stuff down and away. And, it's hard. The fact that he makes a lot of money, I think a lot of people are like, I'm not going to feel bad for the guy. But it doesn't matter what these guys make. You go to the ballpark every day. You want to play well. You want to contribute to your team. You want to help your teammates out. And you can kind of see the pressure building up a little bit with some of the swings.
Yeah, 0 for 28 this year, 0 for 48 going back to last year. But, yeah, Joe, this is a guy that hit 50 home runs one season.
Yeah, and, he is the type of hitter that kind of lives on the knife edge. When he was hitting 50 homers, he was striking out 200 times a season. And, you reach 31, which is really the beginning of the decline, and then last year hitting a .163 at 32, and now this year starting out 0 for. When you lose just a little bit of the hand-eye coordination, you lose a little bit of the vision, it really starts to chip away. If he's got a broad skill set, if you can run and put the bat on the ball and play defense, you've got a lot of ways to contribute. But if you're Chris Davis, your whole job is getting the bat to the ball, maybe 250 times a year and crushing it when you get there. And he just seems to have lost that little bit of physical ability that's kind of taken his career with it.
Well, Daniel Palka's trying to put some pressure on him. He started 0 for 22 this year. for the White Sox with an 0-for-1 coming up today. You mentioned the first fan base, I think, to panic this year was the New York Yankees, and here they are back to 5-5. But you take a look, you mentioned Severino, and just up and down the line as far as the Yankees are concerned with people hurt on the IL, can't say DL anymore, on the IL and things like that, but they're keeping their head above water, at least here in the early going.
Yeah, helped a lot by a trip to Baltimore. Playing the Orioles is going to be like a rehab for everybody, but the injuries are an issue. They built in a lot of depth this year, signing LeMahieu, signing Ottavino. They stayed out of the top-end market. They didn't go after Machado, didn't go after Harper, kind of spread the money around a little bit. And even that depth's been tested early on. They knew coming into the season they'd be down to Gorias, but they've lost infielders, they've lost pitchers, they've lost outfielders. Equal opportunity. The big one is Severino. They shut him down in March. He started throwing long toss, started throwing off flat ground, had a setback. We're so used to pitchers we've gotten very good at getting pitchers healthy again. We forget that, an injury like a shoulder can wipe out your season. I think there's a lot of risk now here for Severino, and it flips the division as far as I'm concerned. If you're the Yankees, you can replace a lot of different guys, but you don't have anybody on that staff who's capable of being a number one starter. So if Severino is out for half a season, even a full season, I think the Red Sox become the favorites again. And then I think you've got to look at the Rays, who just looked exceptional in the early going.
The Cubs with the big win in the home opener yesterday, still just 3-7. Joe, do you chalk that up to starting the season with an extended road trip? Are the Cubs okay, despite losing luster now?
Yeah, I'd be concerned. It's not so much, remember, they're scoring 7 runs a game. There are good things happening here. But the Cubs' potential for collapse was always going to focus on that rotation. We knew the bullpen had issues, expected the offense to be good, and it has. But not only was it a risky rotation, it's still more a downside than upside in guys like Lester and Darvish and Hamels. But is also, they don't have any internal depth. This is a team that's gotten basically nothing out of its farm system. In the bullpen, if you look at the pitchers that they've drafted and signed internationally, they've only got like 40 innings out of that group over the last three seasons. It's very much a getting guys from the outside. Alzolay getting hurt last year, you know, hurt his development. Maybe he gets to the majors by the end of this year. But you're talking about guys like Alec Mills. I mean, it's just there's not a lot of internal options. So if the starting pitchers don't pitch well and or they get hurt, that's where the Cubs really have a lot of collapse risk. You know, it was a big story a couple of weeks back. Baseball Prospectus' projection system, PECOTA, projected them to be under 500. And there was the Cubs got their panties in a twist about it. But early on, we've seen why that prediction was out there. That doesn't mean it's going to be right after a week, but we've seen the weaknesses of the Cubs really come to the fore in the season's first 10 days.
Boston Red Sox, starting off the season 3-8, they also haven't had an extended road trip to start things off. But sounds like you're not worried at all about the Red Sox.
I'm a little bit, but I just think even though their starting pitching has also been a big part of how bad they've played, it's similar to the Cubs where, you know, there were a lot of questions about the bullpen coming into the season. I still trust their rotation more than I trust the Cubs' rotation. I think there's some concern about Chris Sale. You know, Alex Cora said today that, oh, his lack of velocity was due to an illness, but he went out there today. I think he topped out at 92, and this is a guy who typically works around 94. Didn't pitch well, had terrible command. He got 11 swings and misses, but just one of them on the fastball, I believe. There are real concerns with him at the top of the rotation. But I do think the Red Sox, again, because they're going to score a ton of runs, have to be considered co-favorites along with the Yankees.
Are you buying in at all on Seattle, Joe, knowing that Houston is still in that division?
No, I mean, I feel like we were just here with the Mariners for different reasons a year ago, but it's a lot of, you know, decent to good players having unbelievable starts. You look at, you know, Tim Beckham hitting 400 with power. Domingo Santana, I mean, I think he's a good hitter. I don't think he's a 340 with power type of hitter. You know, Edwin Encarnacion getting off to a great start. Daniel Vogelbach. It's a lot of guys on heaters. One of the things we're going to have to watch in the American League this year is because the AL has so many bad teams, you're going to see teams get really hot for a little while without actually, you know, beating any good teams. Now, the Mariners started off beating the Red Sox, but they played the Angels and they played the White Sox since. And those are teams that are going to give up a lot of runs. So I think we're going to see this throughout the year. We're going to see a team go 7-1 and score 8 runs a game, and then we're going to realize that it's because they're hitting minor league pitching.
Especially if the White Sox trot Irvin Santana out a couple more times. I tell you what, despite Santana or not, the Tampa Bay Rays, this is a good baseball team.
Fantastic baseball team. You know, one of the things about today's game, guys, is that baseball teams are better at taking just random players and turning them into quality players. We've seen the big stories, right? J.D. Martinez going out and changing the swing. Justin Turner doing the same. You know, pitchers like Charlie Morton just deciding to throw harder. But teams like the Astros, the Dodgers, the Rays are taking players you might not think much of and making them good, making them better. Whether that's signing a Charlie Morton, whether that's taking the opener and getting better innings out of guys like Yonny Chirinos. Jose Alvarado and Diego Castillo in the bullpen. I apologize, guys. There was a banging on my window. I don't know what was going on. but it's not just about having a good front office anymore. It's how the front office integrates data and the messaging that they get through to the players to make the players better. It's totally different from where, like, being a stathead was 10 years ago. There's a lot more of this stuff that gets down to the player level than we ever projected to happen, you know, 10 to 15 years ago. It's really fascinating.
Team in the National League, if the Tampa Bay Rays are the team in the American League, I think the San Diego Padres are the team that everyone's going to kind of have a soft spot in their heart for here in 2019 in the National League. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, isn't it nice when a team decides to play its best players? You know, for all the talk about holding guys back, you know, they put Fernando Tatis Jr. on the opening day roster, even though that might mean they lose a year of control. They're going to have to extend, you know, their buyout that year down the road. 20 years old, plus defensive shortstop, you know, big home run last night to start the comeback against the Giants. It's been, you know, unbelievably good to see one team in baseball kind of saying, we're going to not worry about 2025. We're going to put our best team on the field now and try to win. Now, I think they're still a year short. That starting rotation is questionable. They've gotten great performance, certainly, in the early going. Their defense is very good with Tatis at short, with Manuel Margot in center. They've got a lot of power on the corners. But, you know, if they can get people excited this year, that sets the groundwork for them, you know, possibly making a run at the Dodgers in 2020 and certainly in 21 and beyond.
Joe, we carry Twins baseball here on KGYM, and the Twins are at the New York Mets today. We were to, you know, toss the ideas out of is Jacob DeGrom the best pitcher in baseball?
I would still say Scherzer. I think that that's your conversation, those two guys. Kershaw's inability to stay on the mound, he's had some decline. You know, Dale's got the same problem. Kluber probably in decline. You think about the guys who are on that list. I think it's Scherzer versus DeGrom right now.
And, boy, DeGrom, though, in this last part of 2018 and going into the first part of 2019 has been just absolutely sensational, though, for the New York Mets.
Oh. Yeah, it's taking nothing away from him, just, you know, still considering the body of work. And he's on the mound tonight, you said, against the Twins. It'll be a cold, damp night in Queens, perfect scenario for him to go out and throw. What would it be, guys? 30th consecutive quality start, I believe he's on a – he's got the major league record, I know.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy. And getting it done, we'll
see.
He
never have a bad night.
No, he doesn't. And we'll see what the Twins can do against him coming up here tonight. But, Joe, appreciate it, and keep up the great work. Looking forward to talking a lot of baseball with you, and hopefully a fun 2019, I think it will be. But we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Joe Sheehan joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM, the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter. Check it out. Check him out on Twitter, at @Joe_Sheehan as well. 3:44 here on the show, and
yeah, we have
breaking news.
In 5 minutes, the one and only Mr. Cheeks will join us. Ryan in Walford, who's in at a... meeting in Atlanta, apparently. He won the KGYM Bracket Challenge. And we have a couple probing questions for Mr. Cheeks. No tongue in cheek.
No, yeah. Several questions come to mind there. Before we get to a break, though, Kyle was in Iowa City today. Two more Iowa assistant coaches meeting the media as spring football continues, even though there won't be a spring game or spring practice or anything of the such for the Iowa Hawkeyes. What did we learn today, Kyle?
Well, it was, you know, nothing really hard-hitting and nothing really, you know, concrete. You know, my big takeaway with Foster is that, you know, Iowa saw some injuries at the running back position last year and quickly found itself with only – you know, two serviceable running backs. You know, you've got a couple on the roster, but he touched on it today where they found themselves really, you know, hurting for depth. And he doesn't feel that that's the case this year. They've got a lot more closer to multiple able bodies. But with that said, it still sounds like it's going to be primarily the same three guys as last year, Ivy Kelly, Martin, Mekhi Sargent, and Torin Young. And then Tim Polisic, my big takeaway with him was Tyler Linderbaum. Sounds like he's doing everything he needs to do to become the next center. You know, he was, you know, careful to say that, you know, he still got work to do. You know, he didn't say he is the starting center or anything, but, you know,
did everything short of saying he was the starting center.
Especially with Iowa coaches and what they're looking for. There are certain things you can listen for and know when they really like a guy. You know, he said Linderbaum throughout the entire offseason has been asking for extra quizzes so he can, you know, get his communication down, and said, you know, physically he's just fine. Everything they're looking for, recruiting wise, sort of, for a line prospect. And so, you know, short of handing him the job today, it sounds like Tyler Linderbaum might be your starting center.
Great athlete.
Very good athlete. And yeah, Polisic had nothing. He was glowing when he was talking about Tyler Linderbaum today. So we'll see how it plays out. Still only April, and a lot of water to go under the bridge before late August, early September rolls around as far as the world of college football is concerned. So stay tuned for that. 3:47 here on the program as the Masters tee time's out today as well. We now know when Zach Johnson is going to be teeing off at Augusta National, and who he will be playing with.
He will be playing with close friend Matt Kuchar.
Kuch.
And Ian Poulter. That threesome will tee off at 12:05 Central Time tomorrow and 8:58.
Thursday,
I'm sorry. I can't wait till it starts.
I know. Par 3, though,
Par
first.
3 tomorrow, yeah. 8:58 on Friday. And tomorrow, we will talk with Zach's dad on Caddy Smack.
Live from Augusta.
Yeah.
Well, from Augusta. That will be coming up tomorrow. And we're looking forward to that. We're going to take a break, come back at 3:48. We're also looking forward to this. Our winner of the KGYM Bracket Challenge presented by Imon Communications, the one and only Mr. Cheeks, to join us when we come back.
The Leaderboard is a brand new sports bar in North Liberty with a passion for golf. Tee up in one of their 5 PGA indoors golf simulators featuring over 40 different courses. Watch sports year-round on the Leaderboard's 24K TVs. Play mini golf, skee ball, darts, pool, pinball, and classic arcade games, and enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 too. Set up your tee time by calling 319-289-0152. The Leaderboard, 680 Mead Drive, corner of West Penn and 965 in North Liberty, where your next shot is your best shot.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Ooh. Okay, lesson number 1, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Baseball season just started, and I'm looking forward to seeing how those big-time free agents impact their new franchises. And if you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a 1/4 pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus 4 nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes 4-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
The Home Depot is making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
We're back on the Gym Class Tuesday edition here on KGYM. Twins baseball coming up at 7 o'clock. We join up with the Twins facing Jacob DeGrom and the Mets. NBA basketball tonight at 8 o'clock. That comes your way on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM tonight. Is that correct or am I a day ahead? No, that's tonight. 8 o'clock. Houston and Oklahoma City. Coming up tonight for you. That should be a good ball game as they get ready for the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs getting started as well this week. Well, we bring him in. The aforementioned Ryan and Walford, the winner of our KGYM Bracket Challenge presented by Imon Communications. And Ryan joins us from his job, we won't tell anyone, in Atlanta, where he's been, Kyle says he's been playing a lot of golf and getting a lot of work done. Did I introduce you well, Ryan? Just saying, I covered all the bases, right?
Oh yeah, that was perfect. There's a lot of good golf down here. That's for sure.
All right, you want to tell us the story behind Mr. Cheeks, or do we need to go to Fresh from Marion?
Oh no, that's quite all right. My last name is Hass, so you can probably put the two together, and so I got the nickname Cheeks at work.
Okay.
So you know and it's stuck, and I'm perfectly fine with it. I like the nickname. I got a ball marker of a peach. You know what that emoji means.
Very good. Very, very good. All right. Why Virginia? Did you just have an inkling? Did you follow them all year? Why the Cavaliers?
You know, I like the guy. I like the guy. And, sweated it out last night. But, last year after they lost in the first round, I figured they have to turn it around. So it was not an easy choice, but it wasn't the only one I filled out either, so I'll just say that.
Did you have any other sleepers, Ryan, that came through for you?
You know, not really. I had who was the 12 seed in the first? No, UC Irvine.
Mm.
I had them come through, so I got them in the first round, but I know it came down to whether it was going to go over or under 127 or 128 because I was tied, and the guy I was tied with had 127 total. I had 128, and after the first 5 minutes last night, I thought it was going to end at about 80 points.
So overtime worked out wonderfully for you.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, we had a nice dinner and watched at a local sports bar down here, and it was a great time. Sweating a lot when 17 seconds left and they buried that 3 points and followed up. I was pretty happy.
Well, Mr. Cheeks is taking on a Mrs. Cheeks shortly, right?
Yes, 2 weeks from Saturday, so she'll be very happy about that. I don't know that I'll see much of the winnings, but I'm happy to donate it to Mrs. Cheeks.
She does know about it, then.
Oh yeah. She knows that she actually finished fourth in our work bracket pool. She had Michigan State winning it all, so she got close herself.
Wow. When are you going to learn, Ryan? You don't have to be entirely truthful in marriage. Come on.
Well, I heard it's a lot of compromise, and she's always right. So that's
well, you got that right.
That's what we're going to go with.
You got that right. Yeah.
You're starting off your married life wonderfully, Ryan. Mm-hmm. And we thank you very much, and congratulations on winning the bracket challenge this year. And thanks for all your loyalty to KGYM. We appreciate it, and have a safe trip back.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot, guys, and I love listening to you. You guys are awesome, and can't wait to get back to Cedar Rapids.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Enjoy.
Take care, guys.
355, Ryan from Walford, Mr. Cheeks.
Tip of the hat to Kyle Mann for landing Mr. Cheeks as a guest, his first appearance apparently on the airwaves.
We had to throw a closer in there because he is a closer. Huh? Did you get what I did there?
I did.
Okay, very good. We're going to take a final break, come back, and we'll have Alex come in, tell us what's coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And tell you about a little bit of some ratings news from last night. Everybody wants to know how the game did, so we'll talk about that when we come back here on the Gym Class KGYM.
Baseball season just started, and I'm looking forward to seeing how those big-time free agents impact their new franchises. And if you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
3:58 back with you on the program. Real quick, NCAA title game. Good news and bad news. Up from last year when it was on TBS, 19.63 million on-air viewers for CBS, but down from the last time it was on CBS. So I think that's a win-win for them out there. Alex Kuhn joins us from the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, which follows us from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. What's coming up?
Of course, plenty of reaction to last night's NCAA tournament title game. We will have Ed Creech from MLB Trade Rumors joining us at 6 o'clock. Scott Docterman will recap the media availability with the assistant coaches earlier today in Iowa City. Then Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette will join us to break down the Packers and their draft prospects, as well as the ongoing Aaron Rodgers saga.
Too much replay or not enough replay in basketball?
Way too much.
How about sports? In general,
when it slows down the game like that, that's when it becomes too much.
Good answer. Good answer. I think that's going to be, I'm writing these down, that's another Friday topic. We're going to get to that coming up here very shortly. Caddy Smack tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Masters Weeks continue here on The Gym Class. Talk to you then.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3, KCIA HD3.